Haiti's Prime Minister Jean-Max Bellerive is downplaying worries about corruption as aid flows into his nation. He also told the UN World Urban Forum that a budget gap of $350 million this year must be quickly met if his earthquake-hit nation is to provide even the most basic services. The Haitian government has been accused of ineffectiveness and corruption in its response to the earthquake so far. James Kavanaugh is president of Cross International Catholic Outreach, a Florida-based network which is helping the people of Haiti. He spoke to us about the projects they are supporting on the ground.
When there is an emergency, we try to respond to those we have a relationship with and those on their doorstep, meaning that, you know, take, for example, a priest in Lakai, not in the area directly affected by the earthquake. Some 40,000 displaced persons from the capital have flooded into Lakai. He runs an orphanage for 600 children. He has now absorbed 100 more young children where they don't know if they have any relatives surviving. They will look and hopefully be able to connect them with parents or relatives who may have survived. But in the meantime, he has absorbed 100, and he plays a leading role in organizing the relief help to the tens of thousands that have flooded into the area without homes or without jobs, without anything. And so we continue to support his own ministry, the orphanage, and now expanded by 100 people will increase our support. But through him, we've, you know, recently shipped over $1 million worth of food, medicine, clothing, medical supplies, and equipment that he now is distributing to provide aid to all those people affected.